the gentleman looking for a signal check. Can you repeat?
Yes, sir. WRMR 573. I'm on a handheld. I was just wanting to see if it was getting out.
Hi, this is WSGP 983, John, and I hear you loud and clear. I don't have a... Looks like you're getting a 5 on my signal strength meter. I'm also on a handheld.
Oh, okay, copy. Yeah, I'm over here in Grants Pass. I don't know your location, but I appreciate it, John. Where are you located?
I'm on the west side of town in Grants Pass.
Oh, okay, copy. I'm over here on 10th Street by the Catholic Church.
Hey, you're coming in loud and clear. We're talking over the repeater, it looks like.
Yeah, good deal.
Well, what kind of handheld are you using?
It's a Bofang AR-5RM.
Roger that. All right. I've got a TID radio H3. And I just did a radio check a few hours ago. I just received this one today also.
Oh, copy. Yeah, I'm able to pick up IVARC and hear them talking and get there without a repeater. So that's pretty good, I guess. I guess the repeaters ain't linked like they used to be.
Roger that. Yeah, I have to tell you, $30 or $40 gets you a lot of radio nowadays, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Get you a lot of radio. You know, and it does 2 meters, so I'm happy with that. 2 meters, 70 centimeters.
Roger that. Yeah, that's my next. Actually, I wanted to give that a go either later tonight or maybe tomorrow morning sometime. I want to try and program and connect to a 70 centimeter. It's kind of an interesting band for me. Want to look into that and see if I can get any contacts with this radio on the 70 centimeter.
Oh, you should. My base, or not base, but my mobile, I've got an antenna that's, you know, 2-band, you know, 2 meter and 70 centimeter. It's got the short for one and the taller for the other.
Yeah, I would be using this handheld. I don't have a mobile, a car mount rig yet. But in the box with this radio was 3 antennas, but one of them is marked airband, and I think that means the airplanes.
Yep, copy that. Yeah, this radio picks up airplanes too. Yeah, this came with 3. Came with a tall one, a short one, and then a medium-sized one.
Roger that. That sounds like the same that was in my box. I was a little surprised by the size because this isn't. I have some GMRS, which GMRS radios that kind of led me, you know, into the addiction a little further. And this radio is smaller than all of those GMRS radios.
Yeah, I'm looking at the antenna. Mine's a AR-771, UHF, VHF antenna.
I don't know what one I have on my radio right now. There's no marking on the outside. I think I have to unscrew it. But, this was the, I think this was the smaller of the 3. One was quite long, had to be curled up in the box, and then the medium one was the one that had airband printed on the package. I haven't put those on yet. and this was the smaller one, so I thought I'd give this a go. I thought this might be more appropriate for the GMRS channels.
Well, I'm looking at my meter, and you're definitely in the red. You're all the way to the right, clear, Lima Charlie, loud and clear, and give me a good, strong signal.
That's good to know. Thank you. And the same on your side. I hear you loud and clear like you're next door.
Copy, copy. Yep, me too. Me too. No distortion, nothing. Just loud and clear like we're on a cell phone.
Yeah, I would, wouldn't mind getting out from under those guys, the cell phone guys.
Oh, yeah, WRMR 573. Yeah, you're right. But this is the way to go. You know, when them cell towers mess up, you know, because there's sometimes when, you know, like I use T-Mobile, and then sometimes T-Mobile are, you know, they're down for like 3 or 4 hours and, you know, doing repairs. Well, most of my family have these, so we can get in touch like that, too, you know.
Roger that. Yes, I was thinking to get a couple for my extended family around, seeing if they would make any use of it. But it was really astonishing how far I was able to talk with this thing sometimes.
Oh yeah, your family can use your same call sign, your license. Just, you know, you be Alpha, and then you get a Bravo, Charlie, Delta, Echo, you know, and whoever, you know, you assign that radio to, that's their, you know, that's their, they use your number with, you know, either Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, Echo, Foxtrot.
Roger that. Yes, I was listening to the Sunday Net sometimes on this channel, NVR725 repeater, and I heard some families out there. It was good to hear some kids even involved. Families, parents are getting their kids into it, and I think that's a great thing.
Oh yeah, like my wife, you know, she likes to go. I don't go rafting; they do down the road, and. You know, I'll take them and I'll put them, you know, like the Griffin or whatever, not Griffin Park, but what is it, Riverside Park or whatever up there in town. And I'll meet them way down there. And then, you know, I just check in with them, you know, make sure that they're still afloat or no problems. And, you know, and she just uses Bravo. And, man, it's so nice to just talk back and forth, you know, and she'll let me know where she's at, how far away she's at.
You get a good connection with them on the water down there? We're talking about the Rogue River then, right?
Yes, yes, the Rogue River, yep, yep.
So you can talk to them. You know, there's some canyons down there. I don't know how far down they're rafting, but like it towards Galise or Hellgate, I was wondering how the signal would be down there.
They do very good because I picked them up at Hellgate, down there under the Yellow Bridge and, you know, and, yeah, they, I can hear them all the way there, you know.
Very impressive. Very impressive. So do you have experience with the 70 centimeter band? Is that, reaching as far as this GMRS?
You know, it's been a while. I just use a 2 meter repeater and go on, you know, like, Southern Oregon, amateur radio club or whatever it is. And, I mean, when I first started, I had my mobile and I had just a little bitty antenna. I swear it wasn't even about 5 inches tall. And I was talking to Astoria and I was like, I was very impressed.